Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and on this episode, it's another diva shout-out episode, and we are not using the word diva with a negative connotation. We are using it in praise, and this time we are praising Maria Friedman because the month of March is her birthday month, and also because she is a front runner, I think, this year to pick up a Tony Award nomination and perhaps a Tony Award for Best Director of a Musical for her work on the revival of Merrily We Roll Along. She is, in fact, an 8-time Olivier Award nominee, and she's actually won 3 Olivier Awards. Maria Friedman was born on March 19th, 1960, in Switzerland, even though we know her as an English performer. She was actually born in Switzerland in 1960. Her mother, Claire, was a concert pianist, and her father, Leonard, was a violinist. She was one of 4 children. Her younger sister, by the way, Sonia Friedman, the name may sound familiar because she's a hugely successful theatrical producer. At the age of 5, after her parents divorced, Maria moved to England along with her siblings. And although the Friedman children learned how to play classical musical instruments, they didn't have any lessons in singing or acting. But Maria got her first stage work strictly by chance. At age 19, her boyfriend was cast in a UK tour of Oklahoma. And because he didn't want to leave Maria behind, he convinced the producers to cast her in the ensemble, even though, as I said, she had no training at all in singing or working on stage. But she did the UK tour of Oklahoma, and it was 7 years later, based on that she got her first big break in the West End. It was her debut when she was cast in Blues in the Night in 1987 at the Donmar Warehouse. So let's hear from that right now. Here is Maria Friedman with 3 songs that she sang at the Donmar Warehouse in Blues in the Night.
Here I go again. I'm hearing trumpets blow again. All aglow again, taking a chance on. I thought love's game was over. Lady luck had gone away. I laid my cards on the table, unable to play. Then I heard good fortune say, they're dealing you a new hand. Gonna take that dip again. Got my grip again. Taking a chance on love. Here I slide again. About to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again. Taking a chance on love. I thought the chords were a frame up. I never would try. But now I'm taking the and the ace of hearts is high. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. In the groove again, taking a chance on love. Ball again. I'm heading for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again. Taking a chance on love. This game I'm taking a crack at sure needs good luck with me. And so I'm taking a whack at every black cat that I see.
I'm taking a chance.
willow weep for me. Willow weep for me. Bend your branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer's dream. To weep my tears into the stream, sad as I can be. Hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind to say that love has sinned, to leave my heart breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. A weeping willow tree, weeping sympathy.
Loving, daddy, mama needs your loving. I said, come on, Baba.
From the review Blues in the Night from the 1987 Don Mar Warehouse cast recording, we heard Maria Friedman singing Taking a Chance on Love, Willow Weep for Me, and Reckless Blues. In 1989, she was cast in the play The Ghetto at the Royal National Theatre, where she met Jeremy Sams, who became her partner and the father of her son, Toby. Then in 1990, Maria had her first experience with Stephen Sondheim when she was cast as Dot and Marie in the London production of Sunday in the Park with George, which would earn her her first Olivier Award nomination as Best Actress in a Musical. Now, although there is not a cast recording of that particular production, she did record this song we're going to hear on her self-titled solo album in 1995, an album which we will hear much more from much later in this particular show. But from the from Sunday in the Park with George by Stephen Sondheim, here is Maria Friedman singing Children and Art.
You would, Mama, he makes things, Mama, they're good. Just as you said from the start, children and art, children and art. He should be happy, Mama, he's blue. What do I do? You should have seen it. It was a sight. Mama, I mean it. All color and light. I don't understand what it was, but Mama, the things that he does, they twinkle and shimmer and buzz. Have liked them. It. Him. Isn't she beautiful? There she is, there she is, there she is, there she is. Mama is everywhere. He must have loved her so much. This is our family. This is the lot. After I go, this is all that you've got, honey. Wasn't she beautiful, though? Do what you like as it is that you like what you do. Mama said, darling, don't make such a drama. A little less thinking, a little more feeling. I'm just quoting Mama. The child is so sweet and the girls are so rapturous. Isn't it lovely how artists can capture us? You would have liked her. Honey, I'm wrong. You would have loved her. Mama enjoyed things. Mama was smart. See how she shimmers. I mean, from from the heart. I know, honey, you don't agree, but this is our family tree. Just wait till we're there and you'll see. Listen to me. Listen to Mama. Children are not. Children are not.
Maria's next musical endeavor would be more Sondheim, with a show she would end up returning to many years later to even greater acclaim as a director, as I mentioned before. Merrily We Roll Along, she played Mary, the leading female role, in the 1992 Leicester Haymarket at the Leicester Haymarket Theater in London. We're going to hear two selections from Merrily We Roll Along from 92. We're going to hear her along with Evan Pappas singing Old Friends and Like It Was, and then she'll lead the cast in Now You Know.
Mary?
I'm just going to have one drink, Charlie.
One drink.
A bottle of vodka and a straw. Where's Frank?
Oh, signing to score another movie or off making a record deal, maybe pitching a special. No, I only know where Frank never is. Where Frank never is with me, working on our show. Well, to hell with him. I've started a play all on my own. But I'm warning you, if he doesn't show here in 15 seconds, I'm walking right out that door.
Ah, come on, Charlie. Give the guy the moment in the sun he needs right now. If we can hold on and be there for him, he'll come back to us. Ah, do it to help him, Charlie. Hey, old friend, what do you say? Old friend, make it okay. Old friend, give the old friendship a break. Why so grim? We're going on forever. You, me, him, too many lives are at stake. Friends, this long has to mean some things strong. So if our old friend's wrong, shouldn't an old friend come through? It's us. Old friend, what's to discuss? Old friend, here's to us. Who's like us?
Damn few.
Charlie, why can't it be like it was? I liked it the way that it was. Charlie, you and me, we were nicer then. We were nice. Kids and cities and trees were nice. Everything. I don't know who we are anymore, and I'm starting not to care. Look at us, Charlie. Nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. Help me stop remembering then. Don't you remember? It was good. It was really good. Help me out, Charlie. Make it like it was. Oh, come on, Charlie, we both know it. It was better than the three of us.
And you, come on, Mary, we're not the three of us anymore. Now we're one and one and one.
Charlie, nothing's the way that it was. I want it the way that it was. God knows things were easier.
Mary, after all these years, you're still in love with the guy.
Listen to Charlie and me, Frank. We want you to get away.
All I want to do is get back to work.
You're in no shape to write, pal.
I don't want to go away.
I've been your agent 4 years, Frank, and I'm telling you now is not the time to turn to work.
I love you, Frank. And Charlie loves you? Listen to us!
So you made a mistake, so you're singing the blues, so you take some time, go visit some places.
You've gotta be somewhere where there's nothing to remind you, right?
What you need is a break, I'll arrange a nice cruise, you relax a bit and see some new faces.
You've gotta do something, but just never look behind you, right?
Best thing that ever could have happened.
Right. So you'll sit in the sun, you'll come back with a tan, and we'll do that show you've always been talking.
The side is retired, so you start another inning. Right?
On a boat is such fun.
You come back a changed man.
I've had lots of guests and no one squawking.
Feels like an ending, but it's really a beginning. Right?
Best thing that best ever could have happened. Nice. Best thing that ever could have happened.
Right. All right, now you know. Life is crummy, well, now you know. I mean, big surprise. People love you and tell you lies. Bricks can tumble from clear blue skies. Put your dimple down, now you know. Okay, there you go. That's the sum of it, now you know. It's called flowers wilt, it's called apples rot, it's called thieves get rich and saints get shot, it's called God don't answer prayers a lot. Okay, now you know. Okay, now you know. Now forget it, don't fall apart at the seams. It's called letting go your illusions and don't confuse them with dreams. It's the going slow. Don't regret it and don't let's go to extremes. It's called what's your choice? It's called count to ten. It's called burn your bridges, start again. You should burn them every now and then, or you'll never grow. Because now you grow, that's the killer is now you grow. You're right, nothing's fair and it's all a plot. And tomorrow doesn't look too hot. Right, you better look at what you got. Over here,
a new girl.
So you write a new play.
In a month or two, you're going to thank
you
us.
You may have missed one road, but there's plenty more to follow, right?
We'll go through the canal, up the coast to LA. You can see the place I'm building at Trancas.
You hang around here, pal, and you're only gonna wallow, right?
Best thing that ever could have.
I mean, you'll come back. I mean, what's the fuss?
I mean, sea and sun and comfort plus. I mean, after all, you still got us.
Best thing that ever could have.
Start from scratch, take a long deep breath, go back to your sources, a little vacation, which is all about forgetting, right?
Right!
Right!
Then we'll do a new show, then we'll do a whole batch, maybe one that's all about divorces. I mean a divorce court, what a fascinating setting, right?
Right!
Right!
Best thing that ever could have happened.
Yesterday is
best thing that ever could have happened.
See the place
they play.
As I said at the beginning of the episode, she's a three-time Olivier Award winner, and she won her first Olivier Award in 1994. But interestingly enough, not for like Best Actress in a Musical. She actually won her first one for in the category of Best Entertainment. It was for her one-woman show called Maria Friedman by Special Arrangement, which was just a one-woman show of her on stage performing songs. She actually did a sequel to it the following year in 1995 called Maria Friedman by Extra Special Arrangement. Vincent. Her second Olivier Award came in 1996 for her third Stephen Sondheim musical. This time it was for Best Actress in a Musical for the 1996 London production of Passion, in which Maria Friedman played Fosca, the same role, of course, that Donna Murphy won a Tony Award for in London. It was Maria Friedman. We're going to hear two selections from Passion from London. We're going to hear her along with Michael Ball doing I Wish I Could Forget You and Loving You.
I should be going. It'll be light soon.
Would you do me a great favor before you go?
If I can.
Would you write a letter for me?
Certainly.
My dearest Fosca. Please.
My dearest Fosca.
I wish I could forget you, erase you from my mind. But ever since I met you, I find I cannot leave the thought of you behind. That doesn't mean I love you.
That doesn't mean I love you.
I wish that I could love you. Please. I know that I've upset you. I know I've been unkind. I wanted you to vanish from sight. But now I see you in a different light. And though I cannot love you, I wish that I could love you. Face the truth, please. You have to give me up. Loving you is not a choice. It's who I am. Not much reason to rejoice, but it gives me purpose, gives me voice to
What kind of love is that?
The truest love. Would Clara give her life for you, Giorgio? Would she?
The following year, Maria Friedman was an Olivier Award nominee as Best Actress again, this time for the first London production of the Kurt Weill Ira Gershwin 1941 Broadway musical Lady in the Dark, in which Maria played Liza Elliott. It played at the Royal National Theatre. It was a very successful production, which produced a wonderful cast recording of this terrific score. So we're going to hear Maria Friedman as Liza from Lady in the Dark doing The Princess of Pure Delight along with Adrian Dunbar. And then she'll do, of course, the two most famous songs from the show, The Saga of Jenny and My Ship.
The prince in orange and the prince in blue, and the prince whose raiment was of lavender hue. They sighed and they suffered and they tossed at night for the neighboring princess of pure delight, who was secretly in love with a minstrel. Her father, the king, didn't know which to choose. There were two charming suitors he'd have to refuse. So he called for the dean of his sorcerer's and inquired which one was to win her hand, which they always did in those days. My king, here's a riddle, you put them tonight. What word of five letters is never spelled right? What word of five letters is always spelled wrong? The one who can answer will be wedded ere long. That will be 20 golden pelisse. The king called the three and he told them the test. And while his fair daughter kept beating her breast, he put them the riddle. They failed as he feared. Then all of a sudden the minstrel appeared, quite out of breath. "I'll answer that riddle," cried the singer of song. "What's never spelt right in five letters is wrong, and it's right to spell wrong, W-R-O-N-G. Your Highness the Princess belongeth to me, and I love her anyway." "Be off with you, villain," the king cried in rage, "for my princess a prince, not a man from the stage." "But, sire," said the minstrel, "'tis love makes me say, no king who's a real king treats lovers this way. It isn't sporting. And if you're no real king, no princess is she. And if she's no princess, then she can wed me." "By gad," cried his highness, "you handsome young knave, I fear me all right." And his blessing he gave as a trumpeter began to trumpet. The princess then quickly came out of her swoon. She looked at her swain and her world was in tune. The castle soon rang with cheer and with laughter. And of course they lived happily ever after.
Miss Foster, where is everybody? Maggie, where are the proofs? Allison, where is your column? Johnson, where is your layout? What is the matter with you? What is the matter with everybody?
May I keep the paperweight? Maybe I can tell the little ones what Grandpa was doing during the last World War. Do you think you'll want to throw it at somebody else?
That'll be all, Johnson. We won't discuss it any further.
You kill me, boss lady.
Look here, Johnson. I don't like you. I never have. Suppose in the future you confine your remarks to your work. And if you don't think you can do that, perhaps you can make a pleasanter arrangement elsewhere. Now, will you please get out? I'm very busy.
Busy?
Yes, I am busy. Can't you see that?
Why? Don't you know what day this is, boss lady? This is your wedding day. Your wedding day. Your wedding day.
Maggie Allison, speak to me!
There once was a girl named Jenny, whose virtues were varied and many, excepting that she was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, as you will find.
Who's Jenny? Never heard of Jenny. Jenny is a
Jenny is immortal and has a bearing on this case.
As for instance.
Well, for instance. Jenny made her mind up when she was 3. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve, she lit the candles, tossed the taper away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She lost one dead mother, a sister and a brother, but she would make up her mind.
She was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to Vessel, it was quite a blow that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
To Jenny, I'm beholden, her heart was big and golden, but she would make up her mind.
In 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Jenny made her mind up at 22. To get herself a husband was the thing to do. She got herself all dolled up in her satins and furs, and she got herself a husband. But he wasn't hers.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
Deserved a bed of roses, but history discloses that she would make up her mind.
She had a husband, but he wasn't hers.
Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good name of policy.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her people would be hard to find.
Passion doesn't vanish in Portuguese or Spanish, but she would make up her mind. At 51, she would write her memoirs before she was done. The very day her book was published, history relates there were wives who shot their husbands in some 33 states.
Poor Jenny, right as a penny, her people would be hard to find.
She could give cards and spades to many other ladies, but she would make up her mind. Be the oldest woman alive. But gin and rum and destiny play funny tricks, and poor Jenny kicked the bucket at 76.
Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, makes a lot of common sense.
Jenny and her saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sitting on the fence.
Jenny and her story point the way to glory.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
A most excellent defense, Miss Elliot. May I ask what you have there?
Why, the circus cover.
May I see it?
Of course.
Thank you. Gentlemen, look at this.
No, no, don't sing that!
See? You're afraid. You're hiding something. You're afraid of that music, aren't you? Just as you're afraid to compete as a woman, afraid to marry Kendall Nesbitt, afraid to be the woman you want to be. Afraid! 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 Afraid!
After Lady in the Dark, Maria, showing her amazing versatility, stepped into the London revival of Chicago as Roxy Hart and picked up yet another Olivier Award nomination as Best Actress in a Musical in 1998. Over at the Olivier Awards, you were able to go in and as replacements were able to be nominated in the categories, and she picked up again, like I said, another nomination. Then in 1999, she worked with Andrew Lloyd Webber for the first time as he was filming Joseph Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and she was cast as the narrator. She kicked off the new decade with a fun new musical called The Witches of Eastwick. Of course, we all know the movie, but in the London musical version, the other witches, along with Maria, were Lucy Arnaz and Joanna Riding. We're going to hear two selections featuring Maria Friedman. We're going to hear her along with the devil himself, Ian McShane, doing Words, 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 and then Maria will sing Loose Ends from the London production of Witches of Eastwick.
So why don't you tell me all about it, Sookie darling?
Picture it. Sookie sitting in the corner and, well, just, you know, Sookie tries to talk a little and, well, just, you know, Sookie rises up to speak and she almost, Sookie sits back down politely and here's hoping that, you know, 'cause I don't have a clue. Oh, words, 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 I can never find the words, words, words. I can never find the words.
You poor dear.
All these words inside me now, but not much inner peace. All these words inside me now, just aching for release.
And if I said that I would listen, would that ease the doubt? Yes, if I said that I was here to listen, what would you like to talk about? What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about the night. I'd like to talk about the day. I'd like to talk about the weather, but I guess that's just cliche.
No.
I'd like to talk a little Latin, maybe talk a little Greek. I'd like to talk about the arts. Oh, I rented Hamlet just last week.
Wow.
I'd like to talk about my poems. I shy away from rhymes. I'd like to talk about that letter I had published in the Times. I'd like to talk about Euripides and Schopenhauer and Bach. And if there's any doubt remaining, I'd be happy just to talk. But words, 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 I can never find the words, 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 words.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about the deepest sort of secrets that I hold. I'd like to talk about the underlying truth, if truth be told. Talk about the touching that can bring the tension out. I'd like to talk about the things I guess I shouldn't talk about. I'd like to talk about my feelings when the lights are turned down low. I'd like to talk about my needs above the covers and below. I'd like to talk about my fantasies by light of evening star. I'd like to talk about a lot of things.
And Sookie, dear, you are.
But words, 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 words.
Oh, sweetheart.
I'd like to talk about the world I never get to see from home. I'd like to talk about Caracas and the Pleiades and Rome. I'd like to talk about the rise. I'd like to talk about the fall. I'd like to talk about the doings at your basic bacchanal. Oh, not that I approve, but when it's all been said and done, I mean, you gotta give them this. The Romans sure can have some fun. Then, of course, you've got the French, the Pakistanis, and the Dutch. Tell me, Daryl, is it me or am I talking way too much?
No, you're doing great, sweetheart. Keep talking. Talk, talk.
I'd like to talk about the heroes that can always give me hope. I'd like to talk about De Bergerac and Batman and the Pope. Talk about the future, maybe talk about the past. Maybe talk a lot of nothing, only say it really fast. Talk about society, maybe talk about the rotter. Maybe talk about the egrets, though I'd really rather not. Talk about the meadows and the flowers and the birds. I mean, I'd talk about it all if I could only find the words. I'd like to talk a bit of this and maybe talk a bit of that. Maybe talk a little fold, a little too, a little fat. Talk about the A's and maybe talk about the Z's. Try to make it with the alphabet, it's pretty too, please. Talk about a book and maybe talk about a play. Maybe talk about a million things I never get to say. Talk about myself, who would give a damn? I'd like to talk about a lot of things and look at me. I am, oh, I am, woo-hoo. I am, I am, I am.
He left so long ago. I never knew my father, but I knew enough to know what I was missing. And everything I felt then, these feelings that I knew, everything I felt then, I swore I'd see it through another morning. Every problem, all my life, another morning. I close my eyes, I fade to black, I hide my face, I turn my back, and there are these loose ends to deal with, loose ends. I clear my throat, I give a smile, act unconcerned when all the while they're haunting me. Loose ends to tie up, loose ends like buttons and bows. We collect them from family and friends. Loose ends, angels. I put the past behind me, but the past would not stay put, so I was learning. I lived my little dramas with all the world my stage, and when the plot grew tangled, I saved the final page for some other morning. It arrives that other morning. I close my eyes, I fade to black, I hide my face, I turn my back, and there are these loose ends to deal with, loose ends. I clear my throat, I give a smile, act unconcerned when all the while they're haunting me. Having someone to call dad. Did you tell him that you loved him each and every chance you had? I hope you did. I hope you did. Because the things you didn't do have this way of haunting you. Angel, I knew yours, and whatever's left behind, well, you can bear. You were loved. You
Now, although she didn't receive any award nominations for Witches of Eastwick, she made up for it with her next show as she took on the role of Mother in the original London production of Ragtime and won her third Olivier Award. This was followed by another Andrew Lloyd Webber project, which would end up taking her to Broadway for the first time, which sadly was marred by some health problems as she ended up missing many of her New York performances. She had had a cancerous lump removed from her breast and was undergoing treatment for it while she was doing the New York production, so she missed a lot of shows. The show only actually ran 109 performances on Broadway, but she did star as Marion Holcomb in The Woman in White, in not only in London in 2004, but also, like I said, in Broadway in 2005. We are going to hear two selections from the score by Andrew Lloyd Webber and David Zippel from The Woman in White. We're going to hear Maria singing I Hope You Like It Here, or at least her portion of that song, and then the song called All for Laura.
You must be Miss Holcomb. I am
Thank
so sorry.
God, you have arrived. You're fated to become my drawing teacher. You poor, poor creature. Our village is as dull as it may first appear. A city mouse in Limerick House. I hope you like it here. You're less than half the age that we thought you might be. You'll feed our hunger for someone younger. So please unpack your bags and please be of good cheer. I'm sure you'll like where you reside, but with respect I must confide, I can't abide the countryside. I hope you like it here.
I'm
you
sure
will
I
be
shall.
The drawing master to my sister and to me. Though she learns a little faster, a disaster I will be. We're the product of one mother, but we come from different fathers. I think mine for design was completely talent-free. Very soon you'll meet my sister. Well, she's technically my half, but she's my whole world. My sister is the wheat and I'm the chaff. She's kind and generous and fun, much younger and the pretty one. My father was quite poor, her father's wealth was vast, so she'll inherit and gladly share it. We're close as two can get, between us not one tear, perpetually in harmony. You like it here. Pretty soon you'll meet my uncle, whose prognosis is quite grim. He will tell you that his chances of recovery are slim. With his bedpan and his hanky, he is terminally cranky. Though no doctor around's found a thing that's wrong with him. But how I do go on, I try to keep it short, then lose the battle and simply prattle. But getting to my point, my welcome is sincere. We're thrilled, that's indisputable. I hope your rooms are suitable. Your sentence is commutable. I hope you like it here.
Sleep again, reassessing everything I've done, choices that I can't explain. All for Laura, this is what I prayed. All for Laura, have I betrayed you? With our old life ever out of reach, look at what I've led you to. God forgive me. Look at what I've done. Look how I protected you. All for Laura, shouldn't I have known? I know one thing, we are alone. The man that we could trust, the only man that we both love. All for Laura, was it really you who I was thinking of? All for Laura, but at the start, were you foremost in my heart? my soul, I'll find a way to set you free.
Maria Friedman, of course, has recently taken on the role of director, most notably for the successful revival of Merrily We Roll Along, which was first staged in 2012 at the Minier Chocolate Factory and has ultimately ended up as a box office smash on Broadway this season, which I suspect she will be nominated for a Tony Award. She's also directed revivals of High Society at the Old Vic Theatre and Stepping Out at the Vaudeville Theatre, both in London. And I'm assuming she will be directing many, many more musicals in her future, since she's now become quite a popular director of the genre. We're going to now turn our attention to some of the studio cast recordings that Maria Friedman has done. We're going to go back to all the way to 1990 to another Stephen Sondheim show. She did a 1990 studio cast recording of A Little Night Music, and she played Petra on that recording. So we're going to hear her doing The Miller's Son.
I shall marry the miller. Pin my hat on a nice piece of property. Friday nights for a bit of fun, we'll go dancing. It's a wink and a wiggle and a giggle on the grass, and I'll trip the light fandango. A pinch and a diddle in the middle of what passes by. It's a very short road from the pinch and the pot to the paunch and the pouch and the pension. It's a very short road to the 10,000 clutch and the belch and the grouch and the sigh. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and a lot in between in the celebrate what passes by. Or I shall marry the business man. Five fat babies and lots of security. Friday nights, if we think we can, we'll go dancing. It's a push and a fumble and a tumble in the sheets, and I put the Highland fancy. A dip in the butter and a flutter with what reads my eye. It's a very short bet from the push and the whoop to the squint and the stoop and the mumble. It's not much of a stretch to the crimps and the croup and the bosoms that droop and go dry. In the meanwhile, there are mouths to be kissed before mouths to be fed, and there's many a tryst and there's many bed to be sampled and seen in the meanwhile, and a girl has to celebrate what passes by. Or I shall marry the Prince of Wales, pearls and servants and dressing for festivals. Friday nights with him all entails, we'll have dancing. Meanwhile, it's a rip of a bustle and a rustle in a hay and a pitch the quick fantastic. With flings of confetti and my petticoats away up high. It's a very short way from the fling that's for fun to the thigh pressing under the table. It's a very short day till you're stuck with just one, for it has to be done on the sly.
the miller's son.
I mentioned a while ago that she stepped into Kander and Ebb's Chicago as Roxy Hart. That was back in 1998. But it wasn't her first time tackling Kander and Ebb, because in 1993, she did a studio cast recording of Cabaret in which she played Sally Bowles. So we're going to hear four songs from that studio cast recording featuring Maria Friedman as Sally. We're going to hear Don't Tell Mama, Mine Hair, Cabaret, and Maybe This Time.
Mama thinks I'm living in a convent, a secluded little convent in the southern part of France. Mama doesn't even have an inkling that I'm working in a nightclub in a pair of lacy pants. So please, sir, if you run into my mama, don't reveal my indiscretion. Give a working girl a chance. Hush up, don't tell mama. Shush up, don't tell mama. Don't tell mama whatever you do. If you had a secret, you bet I would keep it. I would never tell on you. I'm breaking every promise that I gave her. So won't you kindly do a girl a great big favor? And please, my sweet potato, keep this from the mater. Though my dance is not against the law, you can tell my papa that's all right, 'cause he comes in here every night. But don't tell mama what you saw. You'll never turn the vinegar to jam,
mein Herr. So I do what I do. When I'm through, then I'm through, and I'm through. Doodaloo. I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mein Herr. Don't dab your eye, mein Herr, or wonder why, mein Herr. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow, you should have known by now. You've every cause to doubt me, mein Herr. The continent of Europe is so wide, mein Herr. Not only up and down, but side to side, mein Herr. I couldn't ever cross it if I tried, mein Herr. But I do what I can, inch by inch, step by step, mile by mile, man by man. I used to care, I need the open air. You're better off without me, mein Herr. Dab your eye, mein Herr, or wonder why, mein Herr. I've always said that I was a rover. You mustn't knit your brow, you should have known by now. With every cause to doubt me, mein Herr.
Bye bye, mein lieber Herr, auf Wiedersehen, mein Herr. Ich hab's ja gut, mein Herr.
Comes of too much pills and liquor. But
when I saw her laid out like a queen. She was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, "What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Stop by a meeting from cradle to tomb.
Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Lady Peaceful, Lady Happy, that's what I want to be. To be, well, all
The final studio cast recording that we are going to hear featuring Maria Friedman is also another Stephen Sondheim show. This time it's Anyone Can Whistle. It has a very interesting history. The studio cast recording was originally started in 1997. It wasn't completed until many, many years later and wasn't released until 2020 on J Records. It was a wonderful cast, including Julia McKenzie, also in the show. She played Faye on the recording, which was the Lee Remick role. We're going to hear three selections from Anyone Can Whistle, the studio cast recording. With Maria, we're going to hear There Won't Be Trumpets, the title song, Anyone Can Whistle, and See What It Gets You.
You smug little men with your smug little schemes, you forgot one thing. The rest of the world isn't all like you. There are heroes in the world, princes and heroes in the world. And one of them will save us. Wait and see. Wait and see. There won't be trumpets or bolts of fire to say he's coming. No roar. Angels' choir, no sound of distant drumming. He may not be the cavalier, tall and graceful, fair and strong. Doesn't matter, just as long as he comes along. But not with trumpets or lightning flashing or shining armor. He may be daring, he may be dashing, or maybe he's a farmer. Another day, he has lots of hills to climb, and a hero doesn't come till the nick of time. Don't look for trumpets or whistles tooting to guarantee him. There won't be trumpets, but sure as shooting, you'll know him when you see him. I care. All I know is the minute you turn and he's suddenly there. You won't need trumpets. There are no trumpets. Who needs trumpets?
My mouth waits.
Maybe you
that week in Cleveland.
It was a hell of a week in Cleveland. But I was wearing that wig and...
I know.
I can slay a dragon any old week. Easy. What's hard is simple. What's natural comes hard. Maybe you could show me how to let go, lower my guard, learn to be free. Maybe if you whistle.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, Maria also released a terrific self-titled album in 1995, which was inspired by her one-woman shows that I had mentioned earlier that she won her first Olivier Award for. The album has been released in several different versions and different titles, but I believe it was originally just called Maria Friedman in 1995. We're going to start with a Cole Porter song from The New Yorkers called I Happen to Like New York. Then I'm Gorgeous, but from Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick from The Apple Tree. And then from Rodgers and Hart's Jumbo, we're going to hear her singing My Romance.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all agree with me, they happen to like New York. Last Sunday afternoon, I took a trip to Hackensack, and after I gave Hackensack the once over, I took the next train back. I happen to like New York. I happen to love this book. And when I have to give the world my last farewell, and the undertaker starts to ring my funeral bell, I don't want to go to heaven, don't want to go to hell. I happen to like New York. I happen to
God! romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, nor a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, you can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Of course, Maria Friedman has become so associated with Stephen Sondheim. Amongst all the West End leading ladies, I think Maria Friedman is the one who's most associated with her work on Sondheim shows. So it's appropriate that the final two songs we're going to play from this album that she did in 1995 are two Sondheim songs. We're going to hear Finishing the Hat from Sunday in the Park with George, and of course, Broadway Baby from Follies.
Easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. Have to keep things in scale, have to hold to your vision. Every moment makes a contribution, every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. While you finish the hat, mapping out a sky, what you feel like planning a sky, what you feel when voices that come through your window go, until they distance and die, until there's nothing but sky, and how you're all the kind of man that's willing to wait, not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height, coming from the hat, studying a hat, entering the world of the hat, reaching through the world of the hat like a window. One from that, studying a face, stepping back to look at a face, leaves a little space in the way like a window, but to see, it's the only way to see. Always standing by, mapping out a sky. Finishing a hat, starting on a hat, finishing a hat. Look, I made a hat. There never was a hat.
Mm-hmm.
show. Broadway, baby. Learning how to sing and dance. Waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark, from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Even play the maid to be in a show. Say, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving at the 5 and 10, dreaming of that great day when I'll be in a show. Broadway, baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating at a greasy spoon to save on my dough. At my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on the bill all over Times Square. Someday, maybe, if I stick it long enough, I can get to strut my stuff. Working for a nice man like a Ziegfeld or a Weissman in a great big Broadway show.
Well, there you have it, our diva shout out for Maria Friedman. We're wishing her a very happy birthday in the month of March and best wishes for the Tony nominations that are coming out. I'm sure we are going to see many, many nominations for Merrily We Roll Along. Probably all three of the leads will be nominated. I strongly suspect that Maria herself will be nominated for Best Director, and she very likely will win. And it also is a front runner for Best Musical Revival. We shall see soon enough. Anyway, join me again next time here on the Broadway Radio Show for another episode next week.